see. Who delivered the babies here in the early days when the doctor wasn't around?
A midwife. And he wants to sell it, but the old man won't consent to take less than $9,000 now. And the son agrees that that's too much. And I had it bought for $7,000 last spring, and he backed down on me. But I would give $7,500 for it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't give any more than that.
Your point is about making about
the repairs. Oh, yes. It would take $3,000. It would take $2,500 on the house, and then $500 worth of post and wire and labor. The whole thing needs refencing all the way around. And if I had stock, I'd want to know where they were the next morning when I got out of bed. I'd want to know that they were in the pasture. He doesn't. I doubt if he's set a post in the last 12 or 15 years. And no wire. The wire's all rusty and rotten. But, I'd like to have it. Man, I'd buy a small irrigation system, just a small one. I wouldn't attempt to irrigate my pastures. Oh, I would if it got real dry, but I'd irrigate garden, truck patches, shrubbery. I want a nice rose garden, and then my wife wants a bed for dahlias and different flower cameras. It takes a lot of water to grow any kind of a plant. And if you had a good little irrigation system, it wouldn't cost much. And it would have it beautiful.
If you're going to put in a flower garden, why take your fish heads and all
I told her that one day when I was cleaning a bunch of fish. I said, Kate, I could go put these fish heads in your flower bed. Oh, no, you're not putting those stinking things in my flower bed. I said, well, now, your ancestors, that's the way they grew corn. The Indians say they put a fish under each hill of corn. And I said, that's the way they grew corn. And, I'm a civilized Indian, she said. So she wouldn't consent to it, but they would. They really fertilize the place.
Yeah, you can buy fish emulsion fertilizer.
But we've agreed that the rose garden would be mine. So I'll put the fish heads in if I want to.
Well, you'll get some beautiful roses. Any special word for an illegitimate child?
No, the word bastard is. But I never hear it. Oh, you do sometimes hear it too.
Usually just
and you'll hear this expression, instead of hearing it called welfare checks, I've heard a lot of fellows use the expression bastard checks. Mm-hmm. And I know of Indian girls in this area that have never been married, never claimed to be a common law wife, but have one child after another. Each one she gets on the welfare. She draws a bigger check. Every year her checks increase. And to me, the welfare isn't meant for that.
Mm-hmm. Are these children ever referred to as woods colts?
Yes, they are, woods colts.
Range colts?
Woods colts is the word. You don't hear it too often, but the last fishing trip I was on, before this one, I heard it used. The fellow that was with me was talking about a person and said, he was a woods colt. I knew what he meant, but it was a new expression, more or less, to me.
If a boy has the facial characteristics of his father, you say the boy what?